In London, 6 men of North African origin have been detained in connection with the discovery in a North London apartment of a deadly toxin. British authorities yesterday identified the poison as ricin, tiny amounts of which can kill an adult. Ricin has been linked to Al-Qaeda and to Iraq, but authorities so far have not accused the 6 men of ties to any terrorist network. The British government in recent months has issued a series of warnings about possible terrorist threats. Yesterday, on word of the arrests, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair described the terrorist danger as present, real, its potential huge. Sarah Lyle is a New York Times reporter in London. Tell me more about these 6 men and their arrest on Sunday.
Well, it happened very early Sunday morning in a bunch of different apartments around North and East London. We think they're Algerian or Moroccan. A 7th person was also arrested, a woman, but has been released. And they found in one of the apartments what they described as what seems to be a small ricin-making factory, including castor oil beans, which ricin is made of, and the equipment for crushing the beans and making the ricin.
Have any charges been filed?
No, they're still interviewing them, and it seems today that they're looking for 3 other men who may be at large with larger quantities of ricin, and that's what's worrying people now.
Are authorities there saying what led to these arrests?
They apparently had a tip from intelligence sources over the weekend, which led them to go in on Sunday.
These arrests follow a series of warnings and other detentions in London. Are people there getting nervous?
Well, they're sort of generally jittery. It's a country used to terrorism because of the IRA and their intermittent campaign against the British mainland. But this is a stranger and more inchoate threat. And the government sort of issues these warnings about there may be a huge incident, you know, stay inside. If you see gas being dispersed, don't breathe it in, go in your house. And it's making people very nervous.
I've not heard of ricin before. Would there be any other reason other than a malicious purpose for that someone would be making this stuff?
Well, not in their home. It's used for making things like castor oil and brake fluid. But it's of all the biotoxins out there, this one is fairly easy to get hold of, fairly easy to make. It's easy to store, and you wouldn't just have it lying around the house.
And Iraq has used this? Al-Qaeda has used this?
Well, they found a bunch of it in the caves in Afghanistan. And so, yes, it has been associated with Iraq as well.
Britain yesterday announced a call-up of reservists, with more expected in coming weeks.
They did. Britain has been America's staunchest ally in both the war against terror and in the possible build-up to a war in Iraq. And yesterday, the Prime Minister said that concerns of anti-Americanism, especially within his own party, were just foolish indulgence. And this does seem to be a precursor to much more to come.
What's the feeling about these call-ups in Britain?
Well, people are really nervous. And I think just the way they are in the United States, no one really knows what's happening, and it seems to be kind of creeping up on people. And there has been a lot of criticism, both in the Labour Party and in the press and among the public, of committing to a large war.
Does the public not share Tony Blair's enthusiasm for U.S. policy toward Iraq?
No, they don't. It is a place with very mixed feelings about the United States in general these days and about Britain's role in the whole thing. There's worries that Britain is perhaps just being a yes country for United States interests right now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sarah Lyle is a New York Times reporter in London.